CliffCentral.com.
All right, good morning. Look how pretty it is. You want to see how nice it looks outside? Look at this quickly. How do I do this? Hang on. A second, I got it.
Okay.
Look how nice it looks outside. Huh?
Spring has
gorgeous. Yeah. I think so. Oh, I love this time of year. Oh, my God. I mean, even though we had that weird windstorm on Tuesday, and apparently there's snow in Cape Town. Have you heard about this?
Cape Townians, what did you guys do?
What is wrong with you people? Why are you ruining what's a perfectly nice time of year? You'll love this. I got into such an argument with a friend of mine in Cape Town. He's only moved there recently. He actually comes from up here. And now he's like, oh, Cape Town's marvelous. I sent him this video, which I'll show you now, of the snow on Table Mountain. I'm like, oh yeah, really? What is it? The 22nd of September? And look at this. Just take a look at this video. I mean, really, I don't know. I don't get it. Here, watch this. Look at that. Is that? I mean, that looks real.
I hope it's an old video.
Well, it's Cape Town for sure. That's what that is. So, I mean, unless someone's filling me in with bullshit information, let me know in the comments if I'm... you see, Congo Chris, as I told you, I'm getting Gogo Maweni to send the bad weather. Oh, my God. When is Jane coming in?
It's supposed to be today.
We'll talk to her about that stuff.
Yeah.
She's got things to say. All right. So anyway, I got into this argument with this guy and he's like, no, Cape Town's the best. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You guys have got good government. Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a mayor who knows what he's doing. You've got working towards energy independence.
Sure.
That stuff's all amazing. And I give full credit. That's why we've had Jordan Hill Lewis on the show a couple of times, right?
Yes.
I'm a fan of that stuff. I like it when things work.
Yes. We're a fan of efficiency. Like, if you get things done.
Yeah, we love that.
Yes.
But don't. And I know there are lots of people always moving to Cape Town from everywhere else in the country because it works.
Yes.
I get that too. I got lots of friends who moved down there, very happy, they're having a good time. And it doesn't take anything away from Cape Town, what I'm about to say. But, and here's the big but. All of that stuff notwithstanding, usually when you see net immigration, it's a good place. That's what's going on in Cape Town. So it is. But let us not forget that it is probably due to the fact that all these people from Gauteng are moving down there, that the economy there is starting to tick up. Okay? They're also, I mean, the property market's booming.
Yes.
Because people are buying property there because they want to move to the Cape because it's being run properly.
Sure.
But that is no credit to Capetonians.
That's true.
I don't give them any credit for that. I know Capetonians. I have relatives and friends who live in Cape Town. I have an aunt who lives there. There's nothing wrong with her. She's also a terrific human being. All the Capetonians I've met, with very few exceptions, lovely people. They're not serious people. And I don't want you to be upset by this, all right, Cape Town? It is a lovely place to live. You have a better lifestyle than we do in Gauteng. I'm not jealous because I can come and visit you. And I love visiting Cape Town. I always have a good time there.
Yeah.
Do not react now emotionally to what I'm going to say. But when I say that you're not serious people, I mean, like, there isn't really urgency in Cape Town. People aren't in a hurry to do anything. They drive super badly because, and you even Cape Townians have to admit this, they drive so badly because they're looking at the view and like they're wondering what they're going to do that day because they don't really have to get anywhere in a hurry. No one in Cape Town, I don't care what you say, and people are going to lie now in the comments and they can say to me, oh no, we have 8 a.m. meetings. You don't. No one in Cape Town gets up any earlier than 5.
And I also believe they don't have like... meetings after 2 o'clock. They just way too laid back.
Friday. they'll leave Friday. They'll leave work at 11, 12 o'clock maximum. All right. So I love Cape Town, but I don't. If someone says they're from Cape Town, let's say there's 100 points, and I'll give you 100 points if you're just like the most spectacular human being. I always start everybody off at 50. I'm like, okay, you could be awesome. You could be. shitty.
Okay.
But let's give you the chance to prove that in the next while. First impressions, blah, yes. blah, blah, body language.
Yes.
The way you dress, the way you talk, how much you know, how friendly you are. All of those things contribute. Okay? Capetonians, I'm at a minus 5 points straight away. Just not because I don't like you or you're not nice people. You're not serious people. And yeah, there are going to be people who say, like this friend of mine, yes, they are, but there are lots of very, very rich people. Making money does not always equate to seriousness. You might make money, but you might be lucky. You might have inherited it. You might have hit the lotto. Yeah, there are lots of reasons. Money does not always equate to seriousness or success. But I do think, like Joburg people in general, we have to dodge criminals all the time. We have to potholes.
Oh yeah,
it's like it's a constant battle of survival up here. It's not something we're necessarily thrilled with, but it's what we have to do.
It also like adds that extra layer of like we're dope, you know. That adds that.
But also, but I mean, Joburg people or people from Durban or Pretoria or whatever, they're not especially attached to the fact that they're in Pretoria, Joburg, or Durban. That's where geographically they just happen to be located. It's not part of their identity.
Yeah.
Like if I say Simpiwe, you know, we tease you about the East Rand. Yeah. But if I wrote, if you wrote down 10 words to describe yourself.
Ah, the East Rand is not there.
It's not in that list, right? So with a Capetonian though, it's definitely in those 10 words. You can even see it in people's biogs. And now they're all going to go and clean their biogs up because they're going to be embarrassed. But
fix your lives.
Go and look. You're going to write there Capetonian. Sometimes they'll even have it in their Instagram name.
Yeah, that's cray cray.
Because it's an important part of their identity. That's there's a weird thing.
Cray cray.
It's strange. Congo Chris trying to get us angry by saying, how's the fires in Josie? Hey, I know we live in a war zone.
That makes it so spicy to be like, I survived a day, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Elon Chief Twat says, why should we be in a hurry? You see people getting defensive here instead of just laughing it off. Like if you were really, really comfortable about all the things I've said because you just acknowledged they were true, like he clearly accepts that they're not in a hurry, then why would you get upset and argue with me? You'd be like, ah, don't worry about him. He's from Joburg. He doesn't have the mountain or the sea or, you know, all the pretty things that they've got in Cape Town and the lovely lifestyle, which I've already acknowledged is terrific.
Yeah, but it's just not for everyone.
Look at this. Look at them defending themselves. We aren't running away from carjackings and exploding streets. That tends to make you a bit more chilled. You're not serious people. Sorry. I really, you know.
It's like, you know, Capetonian, in the family group chat, everyone has a kid except the Capetonians, and we don't take that person seriously. They're like, what do you know about paying bills? You don't pay school fees. You don't. That's what Cape Town is. It's like, you're not Sereska life. You don't have real issues. You're not going through it. You're just there.
And just because I don't live there doesn't mean I don't have to have an opinion about it. I have opinions. I'll open up my bag here. I got opinions for you for days. You want to hear all my opinions? Hang on. Let me just dig around in this bag of fucking opinions. Oh, I got lots. Oh, that's just, they're pouring out. Let me close the bag. It's like when parents say to me, oh, you're not allowed to have an opinion about kids because you don't have kids. I'm like, yeah, because I've never seen children.
I wasn't a child.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion. What, because you think you've got some superpower? You know that bats and lizards can have kids. Some of them raise them better than others. And the jury's still out on you. That's what I also like to say. Is the jury's still out on you. Nobody said yet whether you're a good parent or not. We'll only know when your kid is able to leave the house.
But with that said, when people are like, you don't have a kid, so you can't have an opinion. My whole thing is, once upon a time, I was a kid. I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from an actual kid experience to say, this didn't work.
Even if you didn't have the experience, because this is a thing that I often argue with people about. They'll say like, oh, but you don't understand that because you grew up with both your parents, or you grew up and you went to school, you know, because some people don't. Mm-hmm. There are still some people in this world who don't go to school. In fact, normally I tease anybody who, especially if they boast about going to a really good school, because I went to, it was an okay school. I mean, it was shitty middle of the road.
It did the job.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't think we got a very good education. Okay. I really don't. I mean, like, I look at it and I go, nah. I mean, there were a few teachers who were very good. The average teacher in my school, very substandard.
Yeah.
Not the kind of people I'd take advice from today.
Yes.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So
I realize now, yes.
You should be able, you can have opinions about things even if you haven't experienced them. I don't need to do heroin to know that I'll probably not enjoy what happens to my life afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. So it's Cape Townians, you be happy with Cape Town. I'm very proud of you that you live there. It's a lovely place. I'm pleased it's part of South Africa.
Yes.
Because it raises our general standard of living.
Yeah.
And I'm always happy when I'm there. But I do think that there's this weird kind of connection that it becomes part of your identity and that you're not the most serious people in the world. Mm-hmm. You're just not. Like, you're living great lives. Don't get
and
me wrong.
Let me add what I've also heard from my friends is that it's expensive. You know, for you to actually fully enjoy Cape Town, you need the Zaga, you need the Randalas, you need the money. And if you don't have that, then you're not really enjoying Cape Town. Whereas with Joburg, you could come here with $10 and you'd still have an experience and a half. So
correct.
I think that's also
correct.
Another thing, you know. Just,
You know, Simpiwe, you've just hit on something too, that like a lot of people go to the Cape when they've made lots of money.
Yes.
People from all over the world. I mean, they're Germans and Italians and Americans and people who go to live there in, you know, because they've got lots of money and it's a lifestyle sort of place. Mm. That's great. That's different. Those are serious people who've decided to move there at a point in their life where they could choose to be anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, the kids, the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the 40-somethings that I know in Cape Town,
you're not the one.
Just minus 5 points like I do, just automatically. They can always get it back because there are impressive people down there.
Yeah.
But a lot of them come from Joburg.
Yeah. And it's like the culture in Joburg, you know?
Yeah. So. See, Simpiwe and I agree. That means the rest of your opinions don't count.
Yeah, but you know, one thing I've noticed about South Africans is that we can have like these internal conversations and battles, like brother and sister, but the minute somebody else says anything about that.
Then we get upset. Then we get very upset.
So what recently happened on TikTok is that there's a song trending, right? By a lady called Tyler. If I'm not mistaken, she's South African. And now it's gone global.
Uh-huh.
And she then dropped a video saying, oh, I'm South African and I'm colored and I'm proud. And then the Americans were like in a bit of a like hissy fit. They were like, no, colored is an offensive term.
Oh, fuck off. We've been using it for a long time. It's not your word.
That's what South Africans are like. Oh, no, let's cool you.
I love it. Black, white, Indian, colored. They all climbed on the Americans.
And they were like, let's cool y'all. Excuse y'all. Wait a minute.
Good.
Because this is an actual like race and culture. And then there was one lady who thought, no, you guys don't know your history. I'm going to take out the Cambridge dictionary. I'm going to school. Ooh. Then it went even worse. Like, everyone was like, not you Americans who don't know how to use a kettle and don't know what EFTs are. Coming to tell us about colored. Yeah. Oh, no.
And you know, like when it comes to like race politics, we've been there, done that, America. You're only going through your shit now.
Oh, yeah.
Congo Chris, though, does say, funnily, I mean, I know he has a sense of humor about this. He says, I can't believe we're taking shit from Boksburg now. Hi-bo. But Yolandi says, I mean, this is interesting, right? She says, you made my morning. I moved from Joburg to Cape Town. The corporate world remains corporate no matter where you live. But you're so right in saying that the lifestyle is more relaxed. Views are amazing. We still do meetings at 8 o'clock and 1700 hours. I don't believe you. Come on, Yolandi, stop lying.
That's the PR answer.
Did you know that when you're from Gauteng, it's so difficult to make friends here? And at the end, those you become close to are actually from Gauteng. Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I've got very good friends down there, you know. Max Sony says, Gareth, a friend of mine asked me once, what do I do with my life if I don't have children? Duh, hell of a lot more than him. Nappies, late nights, no sleep, no thank you. You know, I used to wonder if life might be better. Yeah, my brother's got two amazing little boys and I love them to pieces and there's something about that is beautiful. You see them change and grow up and develop their own little personalities and all the rest of it. And it's lovely, right?
Yes.
I've thought about it, and I thought, well, what if, you know, if I decided to have a kid, what kind of kid would it be? How would I raise it? Blah, blah, blah. I think there is no point, Mac, in comparing your life if you think it's better with someone else's life. If you think your life is worse, sure, compare it and see if you want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think your life is better, don't go rub it in their faces. Because people have different choices, and they some people want to have kids, some people don't. Some people want to get married, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to have a career-focused life, and some people are like, nah, it needs a bit of balance.
Yeah, it's always interesting when, like, this kid chat, not have a kid, comes into play with women. So it's like, right now, I'm like, I don't want to have kids. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You saying that now because you're young, you want to work. Eventually, you're going to meet somebody and have kids. And then it's like, if it doesn't happen, it's like, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you have a kid? You're missing out on this amazing journey. Or if I do change my mind eventually to have kids, they're like, you sold out. Like, and I mean, you said you didn't want to have kids.
You got lots of time. You know, it's harder for girls because you've got only a window period where you really can have kids. With guys, I mean, they're these lizard-like old men in their 70s are still having children. Like the Rolling Stones guys. And, you know, there's who was it the other day that was in the news? She had a kid, Al Pacino.
Oh my gosh.
He's in his like late 70s, early 80s. I can't remember. Anyway, I mean, you know, this is something to think about. But you make your decisions, mm-hmm. like living in Cape Town or living in Joburg. You make your decision, and then that's your decision.
Yes.
I'm not going to change my opinion about the place just because you moved there. And I'm also not going to change my opinion about my choices based on your choices, mm-hmm. especially if I'm happy. George Meany says success is built in Joburg. Sorry. Well, George has built an amazing business. George is, I consider him successful.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says that and he agrees with us, it's adding to our argument. That's what I'm saying.
The richest square mile is where?
Sandton. But I mean, Cape Town is catching up because a lot of Joburg people have moved down there. So there may be a point in the future where it tips. But for now, this is the,
yes,
this is the engine room. This is the cauldron. This is the furnace. This is where the shit happens. That's why it's also, like, it's not easy. Your stress levels are definitely going to be higher in Joburg than in Cape Town.
Because the pressure is higher.
And like, let's not forget,
the stakes are higher.
At least here, you know, we deal with a lot of difficulty, but we also don't have, like, the gangsterism that they've got in Cape Town. I mean, like, overall crime, I think in Cape Town, the overall crime is like neck and neck with us. So I don't think that that's really an argument.
Yeah, the danger levels.
You make your decisions. Right. I was talking to a friend of mine on the way into work today. He and a bunch of people are going to go and play paddle this morning. That's really caught on, hey? People love this paddle thing.
I don't know what was put in the water when you guys started playing paddle, because it's the only thing people are talking about. Like, really? Seriously?
No, people love this paddle. There's some courts across the road from us here.
Yes.
Apparently, they might even be building some on this side.
Oh, my God.
They're all over the place. They're building them where I live, like I could walk to them. Now, I haven't played yet, but I suppose I'm going to have to. It's my sister's birthday today, so we're doing a family dinner tonight. Yeah. And I know, like, there's going to be a discussion around, hey, are we all going to go and play paddle one of these days?
Oh, my word.
Which would be nice. I mean, if it's with family. You can really fuck around.
But also I've heard that people play until really late, like 9:30. Like, why?
Hey, listen. Some people just want to stay away from their husbands and wives for as long as
possible. That's the problem. Ketile. Go back home. Right. Go to your children.
Why you give me Corobella?
Go to your children. Go to your wives. Akiri, that's the life you wanted. Please go. And leave us alone. Please, just go.
So listen to this. I love this message. It makes me smile. Carl says, my kids consume so much of my spare time. Sometimes I just want to have two weed gummies and laugh at Instagram videos, but they won't let me. I still love them to bits, but they make life worth living. And they make life worth living. Yeah, you know, again, dude, I'm so happy when I hear that. That genuinely pleases me. I don't compare myself to anybody. I look in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, I could be better.
Yes.
But I don't ever want to be someone else.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Okay. Even on the bad days, and I have some bad days. I mean, on Tuesday was when we started the show. I was very grumpy, and then Jason Goliath came in, and suddenly I wasn't because he's hilarious. But we all have bad days.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to lift yourself up, carry on, get on it, go and play paddle, do whatever you have to do to get with it.
Yes, the best advice I ever received was, you're not a tree. So you can change. You can change your environment. You can change your life.
Simple and beautiful.
Yes.
You're not a tree. Yes, yes. All right. When are the Cliff Central parties kicking in? I'm ready. Well, I mean, we still have to test out this pool. This pool, this is one of the biggest pools I've seen.
Yes.
It's huge. And it's got like this little jacuzzi type thing as well with a fountain in it. I mean, this place really... So we met someone who lived here.
Yes.
But like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he says the parties they used to have here...
I can only imagine.
...were legendary. Ooh. People all over Joburg knew about them. So...
Maybe it's time to just, you know...
Yeah.
...do the things to be done again and have the parties. Right. But yeah, I'm looking forward to jumping into that pool. We gotta
find someone who can actually cook meat among the staff. And I'm feeling it like it might have to be me. That's something I can do. I'm useless in the kitchen.
I don't trust men now when it comes to brying. I really don't.
The last bry you and Khomolema went to, someone kicked it over in a temper. So maybe we shouldn't have a bry here. Maybe we shouldn't bry with you two. Maybe you're the bad ingredient. Oh, man.
I just arrived. Guys, that was a personal one.
So Gavin says here, this is an interesting question. If you had the chance or the choice to move to Cape Town, would you?
Not now. We're not retired.
I could move the show. We could have moved to Cape Town at any time. Really. I mean, there's nothing holding us back. Mm. But no. This is kind of where I'm at. You know, a lot of people say to me, if you had the chance to move anywhere else in the world. And again, I used to have this really strong opinion about like people who decided to stay or go.
Mm.
Right? No, you just do you, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead with it. And I don't care. It's your decision. And if you decide to go and then you decide, no, you don't like it and you want to come back, I also won't go like, oh, I told you so. Because I think that's unnecessary. You know, people sometimes make decisions for positive or negative reasons. Maybe you're going away from something unpleasant happened to you. I get it. But if you go over and you're hoping something positive is going to happen and it does and you stay, awesome. I mean, again, probably 2/3 of my university friends, gone. The other third that stayed, I see regularly. But we're all still talking on like WhatsApp and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think geography has become such an obsession. You know, we live in a very different world today. Like you can find a place in the world somewhere that suits you.
Yes.
You know, if you like.
And even know about the people, the culture before you've moved. Yeah. Know about the lifestyle.
And some people love to be immersed in a very strange atmosphere that isn't like what they grew up in. Like, you know, one of my brother's friends, he married a Japanese girl and he lives in Japan. Nice. And I think they got two kids, I'm not sure. But he's got no connection with that culture at all, but he's as happy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. Mm. You get some people who never want to leave the place they're born. And that's also cool. You go ahead.
I used to find that weird. I always used to be like, why?
What, people who never leave their hometown?
Yes. I used to be like, why? Why don't you just want to see the world? Like, I get like you can stay in the province. I always understood that. But just leave your hometown, you know? Just leave. Even if it's for 2 years. My whole thing was like, leave for like just experience and then you can come back.
It's good to explore.
Yes.
You will be a much more rounded, individual, full person if you just explore a little bit. But you don't have to go and live in some terrible place. You know, there's some people who think that, oh no, well, you've got to hike up like Mount Everest and
no,
live in Tibet
that.
For the
not
rest.
Not testing God. We're not doing that. No. Somebody else can do that.
So here, enjoy going back to Josie, like Cape Town at all, never have. I don't know what that's all about. But George says, no, he couldn't live in Cape Town. There are lots of interesting comments here. I like this from Slippery Pickle. Don't argue about what a good man does. Be a good man.
Yes.
Yeah. And make your decisions and stick to them. And nobody really cares. Let's also be clear about this. It's like, you think all your friends that you moved away from are thinking about you. They're not.
Oh, they're not. They have their own problems.
And they've got...
Debit orders are busy on their mind.
Oh, look, here's Ben.
What did you do, Ben?
Ben saunters in here. What's happening? Grab a seat. Welcome to the breakfast table. It's all happening. Ben's unloading his pockets of shit.
Yeah.
Taking off his backpack.
He's like taking his time.
I've noticed he makes these videos now. You make these videos when you walk in, which it's getting so pretty here in the morning. So actually, it's a very good thing to do.
Yeah, and then, I've been doing it for weeks.
Yeah, I know. I saw. I've been seeing for weeks just because I've been commenting on it now. Doesn't mean I haven't been watching.
Again, are you guys not expecting me? Where are the headphones? Which ones do I grab?
Like you're a regular.
What would you like to be? A silver invitation on a tray when you walk in through the door, and someone called Jeeves to meet you and go, Mr. Karpinski, welcome to the show.
It's like a little touch, you know. It's like we're expecting you. Here, headphones.
Of course, we're expecting you.
Just sit down. What do you want?
You know what? You can have Friday next week off. About that.
Okay, fair enough.
No, Ben is off to Europe next week.
He's going to Rome, aren't you?
Yeah, I am so excited. Oh, wow. I know I mentioned last week I was excited, but this week I'm so excited that it's going to be huge.
This is like the golf thing to go to.
So it's in the top three in my estimations, the Masters, the Ryder Cup, because every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then
probably Scotland for the...
Yeah, you'd think Open Championship. But the problem about Open Championship is that you could spend all that money and you can go into absolute dog shit weather.
Drizzle for five days.
And I'm quite a hardy sort. I've done various things. Nothing really phases me. But I do not want to be outside and wet and cold, because it gets cold there. It's not like it's summer, it'll be okay. The coldest I've ever been in my entire life was playing St. Andrews late May. Like it was close to hypothermic.
But you played St. Andrews, which is incredible. Anybody who loves golf, that's on their bucket list. But okay, so you've done that, and this will be the second one. Then you only got the Masters to cross.
Just the Masters. Right?
And that's a big, difficult thing to get to.
But there's also quite a lot of pressure, because I don't want to be the old guy at the Masters.
Oi.
So my best friend and I have this plan. Like we want to try and make it happen in the next 5 years while we're still youngish.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Masters is that it's a very hilly golf course, and I want to see everything. I want to see that whole golf course.
Before your back gives in.
Yeah. This week I went back to having the spasms again. Old age, hey? You think you're mastering it. You think you're wrestling it, and out of nowhere it'll stick something up your bottom. It's so... Oh.
All right, well, there's a lot to get to this morning. It's also going to be a great weekend in terms of sport. Lots of people extremely excited, including me. I even know before Ben has to tell us that Saturday, 9 p.m.
Come on.
That is when the Bucks are taking on
Islanders. Let's go.
I wore this. I forgot to wear my...
crap.
Yeah, we all forgot. Listen, I
think Simpiwe is wearing the second strip, isn't she?
I think that, Simpiwe, that does
Sorry,
look like...
I can't keep up. Is that the new box strip?
Yeah. That could be. Because they changed it again, right?
It's colorblind friendly, and I think Simpiwe's got the new
Haven't they now gone to white for this weekend?
Why?
That's what I heard.
So, I don't want to get into this because I've ranted about this so much already. But
you also didn't like that terrible Listerine thing.
It's stupid.
Because they seem to have retracted a little bit. There's been some public outcry.
Well, I don't like Nike as a brand. I think all their wokeness over the years, all this attention-grabbing bullshit, I've never liked them as a brand. And they come in here with this whatever. And now they're saying, it's a symbol of Indibele, what. And like, you oaks are reaching.
Show me someone.
Let me tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's just because they wanted those colors, because they are the brands. That's it. It has nothing to do with...
But isn't it weird?
No, it has nothing. They like, it's just for them.
Isn't it weird how that's the same color as Checkers
and
sponsor, FNB sponsor,
yes, for the brands.
DSTV Streams new logo, same color.
Uh-huh.
It's like
coincidental. They really think we're stupid.
It has nothing to do with whatever they're selling you. It has nothing,
nothing to do with colorblind awareness. Okay, can we also leave that one on the shelf?
That's so stupid. But I think they're pulling back, because I think they've got some public pressure. Nobody said, that looks so great.
So,
and if they did, they're the colorblind ones.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, we've seen this with sports jerseys for a while now. It's fine. Have a laugh when it's a second color, right? Oaks were doing pink, all this other kind of nonsense.
I remember that.
But this is the Springboks. The Springboks are a brand, okay? So like today, Cliff Central's not just going to be maroon. You're not just suddenly going to make your logo maroon.
No.
You're yellow, okay? This is what differentiates you from everyone else. The Springboks are the green and gold. They're the pride of the nation because they actually win stuff, okay?
Right.
Like, they're often referred to as the green and gold sometimes because the color is so, like, incredibly important to this. And now you're dicking around with these other topaz, turquoise, I'm so hypermarine.
I'm so glad it's you saying this stuff, because I was ranting about this the other day, and who was it that was looking at me? I think it was Leanne. She was like, what's your problem, man?
So Leanne is in the It's Just a Shirt group. But Leanne was also in the Just a Mask group.
No, but even me, who's not a sports fan of, like, I looked at it and I was like, this is not nice. It doesn't.
It's a national jersey. Like, this is the most important thing. And all these decades are going, oh, it's just a shirt, bro.
Yeah, it's marketing not. People got hold of it.
Yeah. But so
we know what kind of people we're dealing with there.
So when you go to tournaments, South Africa will play Ireland. They've never done it in a World Cup before. This will be the first time. But they are a green team. So, sure, have a second color. Got it, okay? Like, Uruguay have played against Italy and they've played against France. Mm-hmm. All three of those teams are blue teams. So they've got a yellow, because that's the contrast
color, yeah.
So our contrast is just have a white hemp with the green shorts and a gold collar, because that's our colors, right?
Right.
Don't come with these stupid blue shorts.
What
nobody
cuck is this?
Cuck socks.
Yeah.
This is the world champions. I know everything must fall nowadays, but this is something that's sacred and important.
Ben, very important. Talking about sacred and important. Conga Chris says, good morning, Bajaj Benjamin. I'm insisting on calling you that because you've posted nothing but Bajajas all week.
Yeah, okay, relax. I posted them twice, but they are everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
I did laugh when I saw you post one in front of the Investec building.
Yeah.
What is that Bajaj doing there?
Did you see the Bajaj post yesterday?
No.
So I posted this thing. You know, there's that beautiful Fiat 500? Mm-hmm. And like you see it in all those Italian posts. So I posted the Fiat 500 and then the Bajaj at the bottom.
Bajaj is like a deformed, like...
I put the caption, when your grandpa was cool, but you're not. it's the same kind of dimensions. Yeah, that car is cool.
Sven says, Ben, I need some motivation from you to get fit again.
Well, do you like where you are now?
Damn.
No.
Clearly not.
So there we go.
That's the motivation?
All right. Here's the thing.
Motivation is for people who want you to do something for them. There's no such thing as motivation. Just fucking do it.
So we mentioned Leanne. She brought this up on Monday. Apparently it was trending all of last weekend. And we discussed it on Monday's show. You're not going to be surprised by my reaction if you haven't listened to the show. But people were talking about how often do you think about the Roman Empire if you're a guy?
All the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Right. There's nothing surprising. But look at this. Here's some rugby guys. Check what they said.
How often do you think of the Roman Empire?
Zero. Roman Empire, how do I think of them?
I don't know. A lot of people do not think about how it impacted society ever.
Brian.
No.
Late night sometimes, but no, I don't. I was trying to figure out what is the Roman Empire. I'm thinking of it now. It's confusing my head. It blows my mind.
I've never, but there's Roman's pizza.
Okay.
and I know Shimmy thinks of that right now.
No.
So they don't think about the Roman Empire.
See, guys are out of touch.
No, well, listen. I mean, you know, I can default to like, oh, but these are just Duff rugby players. What do you expect? I mean, but honestly, like Brian, we like. You're telling me that those three men have never thought about the Roman Empire. I'll tell you why it's important to men.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think about the rise and fall of civilization. And we think about military culture. And we think about what the most ultimate success available to humanity might be. And how we could make the world better for longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, seriously ambitious guys have got to think about the Roman Empire. You don't have to care about history. But it is an example of... Like how it lasted 1,000 years, for heaven's sake. You're telling me that's not impressive enough for it to occupy your thoughts? And look, women think about all kinds of weird shit that we don't think about.
Sure.
So you can't be surprised that we think about the Roman Empire.
You know, I often come onto the show to try to be as neutral as possible because we get along a lot, Gareth, and we got very similar views. But for me just to agree with you all the time would not make for good radio or podcasting.
Yeah, but there's also no point in you just coming here to argue with me when
I get that. But as you're saying that, it really hits home that so many men just aren't that way inclined whatsoever. Because all they think about is getting to the Roman's pizza so they can watch the Netflix and they can basically probably knock one out and start again tomorrow. Now, I'm not saying that's what Skulk Burger does, because that Roman's pizza comment was to rip off Anyani Shimangi, which was funny. Right. But I think this is how far guys have gone away from stuff.
I don't know.
It's what they consume in the media, isn't it?
Yes.
It became a big social media trend. And genuinely, women were absolutely tickled by the fact. They thought it was funny, which is great. That men are thinking about this empire that died out 1,500, 1,600 years ago.
Yeah, but like the point...
You were, not you, but women in general, like either horrified. They're like, I can't believe... Because you know when women say, what are you thinking?
Well, men tend to say nothing.
Oh. Right. You know why? Because if I say the Roman Empire, you know what's going to happen after that. You're going to go, why would you be thinking about the Roman
Empire? Not me.
Then I have to go into a whole long explanation with you about like why I'm considering... I think a lot of stupid shit. I consider what I would do in a zombie apocalypse at least once a day. Mm. I think about...
Well, if you had your fundamentals in the Roman Empire, you'd be fine. Well, you'd take
there's a template there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I often think like I'll be driving and I'll like picture escape routes if there was a major problem up ahead. And I'd be thinking about whether or not, you know, that person weighs as much as that person. Or if that moved by a meter and a half that way, how would it change the whole geography of this area? Like, I think about weird shit like that all the time. Now, you see, you're already, look at Simpiwe's face here. She's like, Jesus, that's weird and boring.
Yeah, it's a bit,
So I used to be like that, but in recent times, I've got to the point where I often think, like, what is the most embarrassing thing you could possibly do right now? And it frightens me where my mind goes. Like, it really frightens me where my mind goes in these things. To the point where I actually think, you've got to change.
If you are a man and you don't think about the Roman Empire, says Elon Chief Twat, you're just gay. Mapello says, Gareth exposed me to the Roman Empire before no one ever mentioned it to me. You have to think, says George Meany, about how they won literally all the time, how people followed them, how they captured attention during speeches.
Yeah. They just had such a great idea. But it goes back to what you're saying, like what is humanly possible for the best outcome? People have stopped thinking about that kind of stuff.
They don't think further than today. And this is not a, you know, if you don't think about the Roman Empire, I don't really care. It's like the reason I do, it's going to sound silly, but it's like an existential thing. Those people, the fact that we're still thinking about them today, they made an awesome and lasting impression on the world.
Yeah.
They changed civilization.
But, okay.
And that is something that's a crowning achievement. That is, to me, spectacular. It makes everything that I've done pale into insignificance.
You know, I think it was 80 AD, they built the Colosseum.
Yeah.
50,000 people can go and basically watch... Sport. Uh-huh. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
80 AD. They had a structure that could take what most big rugby stadiums takes now.
Sure.
That like just it's little things like that I always just stop and think, wow.
Roads.
Yeah.
There are still roads that are used in Italy today and France and parts of the Slavic countries and the Byzantine Empire as it was. There's still roads that are used today. Our roads have potholes on them after like 5 years.
It's because of
the Nyope Mayor. Mm. And these guys are like 2,000 years later.
Yeah. I hear you guys. I really do. And maybe it's because I'm a chick in this conversation. But don't you think that other men might be thinking of like the future or what modern...
Nah.
No, think about
modern porn. People have had. No. The impact
so the
of,
guys, the guys who don't think about... someone really, really smart who's done amazing stuff said to me yesterday, he came through here for a meeting.
How are you saying this while grabbing a Zuma head?
he said that as a stress ball Zuma head. He said, you can only see forward as far as you're prepared to look backwards. So in other words, if the window of your references is wide and you have lots of things that aren't necessarily your experiences, but the experiences of humanity, you know, history of the world,
sure,
understanding of forces and physics and all the rest of it, then you can plot the way forward with greater accuracy. It makes sense. So I think that's part of the reason too. I didn't mean for it to get all philosophical, because I know, like, guys are just totally disinterested in some of the things women think about. Sure. The difference is that women will talk about that stuff.
Oh, yes, definitely.
If you ask me, what are you thinking? I'll be like, I wonder what caliber would be best to take down a zombie troll. Like, what kind of gun would I need if, let's say, a 10-man-sized troll, ogre, came at me? How big would the bullets have to be to kill it?
How would you think?
And where would you place the first one?
Now, you see, you would ask that, and then I'm suddenly in a conversation where I feel stupid for having thought this stuff. So I just don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
This is why guys, when women think we do, you obviously think when we say nothing, you think you genuinely believe we're not thinking about anything.
No, that's why I know you're lying.
Ah,
but then.
You see, you think we're lying because we're either plotting something.
No, yeah. But then you're going to answer with that, and it's like, I wish I didn't know. I wish I didn't press. Like, honestly wish.
Then you shouldn't have asked.
I mean, I'm trying to be a nice person knowing what's on
ladies,
your mind.
When a guy says to you he's thinking about nothing, he's saving you the trouble that Simpiwe just went through.
Yeah.
He's not trying to, he's not cheating on you. Well, he might be, but it's unlikely. Most of the time, if you catch a guy off guard, just staring into space.
I mean, look, you do get guys who are constantly thinking about cheating on you. Those people do exist.
Mm.
But I think most of the time it's going to really shock you what guys think about.
It's mostly stupid.
Mm.
It really is. Okay. Right. I mean, here, this is fascinating. George says, trains today have tracks 4 feet, 8.5 inches wide. Traces back to the Roman chariot wheel widths.
Yeah.
That's see?
For another stat.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Hmm.
We could just have a podcast show on Roman stats.
Oh, man. That would be fun, except I think we would lose 3/4 of the audience. Anyway, it's Friday morning. That means we've got to do some sport.
Yes.
Let's check it out with Ben. Of course, it's brought to you. I saw their head office yesterday, Superbets. I went right past their offices here in Illovo.
Nice.
Yeah, they've got nice. I've got a big sign on the wall that says Superbets Gaming. It's looks quite cool. We must go and visit them there one day. Mm. Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski, powered by Superbets. Let's see what's happening this weekend in sport.
Yo, World Cup rugby, it is huge. The game started simply from Wednesday already this week, so there's been here so plenty. Italy, they were nowhere against Uruguay. They were 17-7 down, and I was thinking my bet for Uruguay by 22 points, this is looking good. Well, they came back and scored 31 unanswered points, put me on the edge of my seat, but still managed to win the bet. But 38-17, so Italy, could they be the dark horse in this group? France last night absolutely annihilated Namibia 96-0.
Mm.
So that's neither here nor there, really, in the greater scheme of things. But if Italy really hit home now and do really, really well and catch an all-black team kind of off guard, I mean, I know I'm stretching here because I don't want to see New Zealand go through because they rock up with that stupid like paddle thing to do their song and dance with. I think they're just taking it too far. They're so self-indulged. I don't like them.
Okay.
But if Italy can somehow, on the back of that second half performance, take some momentum here and do something special, I think the world of rugby would love it. World rugby wouldn't because they're always supporting New Zealand, but the world of rugby, I find interesting.
Yeah.
Today, we've got Argentina versus Samoa. Now, as you know, Argentina were useless in their first game to the point that I was really upset with them, mostly because they lost me money. But Argentina versus Samoa, 5:45. I actually had a meeting with an Argentinian man this week. And
did you berate him?
I did. Set a really unfortunate tone for the meeting. I'm probably not going to get any work out of this guy. But hey, you've got to be honest in sport, Gareth. So that's where it is. And he wasn't that's optimistic about the Argentine team right now, which is interesting. Yeah. And then Saturday, we've got Georgia versus Portugal, which is going to be a fantastic battle of the sort of lesser nations. That's at 2:00. And then England are taking on Chile at 5:45. Yeah. So the big one, South Africa versus Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone's talking about the 7-1 split. Now, if you have no idea what they're talking about with a 7-1 split, let me put it to you very cleanly and very succinctly. In rugby, the only way you win is by fucking up your opponents. Mm-hmm. Rusty Erasmus made this very clear to us. So how do you do that? With big oaks. So the more forwards you pick, the better chance you have of fucking the oaks up. That's it.
Okay.
So the Bucks have their starting 8 forwards and then they've got another 7. So they want to fuck the Oaks up. That's how they're going to win. Guys.
That's great. It. You know what, Ben? You've just explained stuff like the Roman Empire explanation, but you've done it even better.
You cannot score tries prior to fucking Oaks up. So you can't just get the ball and throw it to the fast oaks. You've got to actually create grievous bodily harm up front so that there's more space for the fast oaks to run into.
Right.
And that's rugby, people. That's rugby. Excellent. Sunday, we've got Scotland versus Tonga at 5:45. Scotland obviously hoping for miracles to get through from here, but I don't think they're going to go past Ireland or South Africa. And then Wales versus Australia could be the game of the weekend. That's at 9 o'clock on Sunday. In the Premier League, we've got four teams who are currently unbeaten. So Man City have gone 5 out of 5. So they've got 5 wins. Loss. 15 points. They're on top. They're the best. And then we've got Spurs, Liverpool, and Arsenal. They're unbeaten. They've all had 4 wins, 1 draw. Right, so that's where we stand currently with the football. Now, Man City are taking on Nottingham Forest Saturday at 4, Burnley versus Man United. Man United are having an embarrassing season so far, but they'll look to be putting this one right against Burnley. And then Sunday, Chelsea versus Aston Villa at 3, and then the big game, I'd be looking forward to this one, Arsenal versus Spurs. So both had a good start, bitter rivals, they'll be at 3 o'clock. Liverpool versus West Ham at 3, and then Sheffield United take on Newcastle at 5:30. If you're into the local football, well, it's the MTN 8 semi-final second leg. So play for you. MTN 8. So when you finish in the top 8 of the big Premier League, then you go into the MTN 8. It's quite cool that they've called it that because you really cannot miss what it's about. And then those teams basically play like it's a tournament of quarterfinals, basically, that go through. So we're now in the semi-finals of the MTN 8. Okay. Sundowns took on Chiefs in the first leg, 1-1. Pirates took on Stellenbosch in the first leg, 2-1. That's where we stand. And then we've got the Japanese Grand Prix. Now, last week Verstappen didn't win. He's never won at Singapore. He didn't win again. Carlos Sainz, the guy with the incredible hair and the boyish good looks, he won. So can Verstappen bounce back? Obviously he will. I think the most important thing here is Yuki Tsunoda actually going to finish the race? Because he's the Japanese Formula One driver. He's also the guy that learned English from mechanics, so he's got a mouth like a sailor. And he's a very awkward interview. So if he bows out again this one, no pun intended on that one, it'll be interesting TV. And then, Ryder Cup is 7 days away. Now, guys, next week I'll talk about the Ryder Cup because I cannot just give this a couple of minutes. I've got to give it a couple more.
Okay.
So
No.
We'll, next week we're into the Ryder Cup, and that is just
we'll
sport.
We'll connect with you in Rome.
While standing there. Yeah.
Fantastic. Ooh. All right. Yeah, you're going to the Roman Empire, Ben.
I'll be in the Roman Empire.
That's what's happening.
I don't even think about it anymore, just being there.
So there are a couple of comments here. So Boiled Prawn Shack says, I lost a massive multiplier last week with fucking England ending my streak. A potential 5,600 rand down the drain. A bit but hurt.
But what did you bet on? Because we spoke about England winning comfortably.
So I...
It was only Gareth that said, I think Japan's going to create an upset.
Yeah, I didn't listen to you, remember? Yeah. All the different bets I placed, because I'm now trying to spread across various things, I'm not putting all my money on one. And I won a piddly 14 rond, which across for the whole weekend, I definitely lost way more than I won. But this weekend, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm betting on South Africa against Ireland, because then I have a real stake in the game. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it with passion, more than usual.
Yeah, I mean, they're going into the game as favorites, and it's going to be super, super tight. Like, both these teams are great in the right areas, and they really are. I just think that it always comes back to the box have a bit more depth where they can be really intense in the last 20 minutes. And that's where these big games obviously are won and lost.
Well, you can also go along to Superbets. Click on the banner on the right-hand side of the Cliff Central page. You'll get a 50 Rand free bet when you sign up with them. So that's 50 Rand. That's more than I won over the course of my shitty bets last weekend. But Superbets supports responsible gambling, strictly now under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800-006-008. Simpy and Ben and I are here this Friday morning, and the sun is up before the show even starts in the morning, which is so nice.
It is.
It's great. It's really just terrific. I don't know if you want to hop in on this quickly. You probably don't want to do it. It's not really your thing anymore, but we were talking about Cape Town and Joburg earlier. I don't know if you heard any of that.
No, it's always a frantic rush to get here.
Yeah, it's just... So I got into a big argument with someone who's moved to Cape Town recently. He was telling me how amazing it is. And I said to him, yes, it is, but they're not serious people in Cape Town. It's a great place. And I love it. And they've chosen lifestyle over everything else, which is terrific. It's a good choice to make. You moved from Cape Town to Joburg, which Cape Townians, when you tell them that you actually watch the smoke come out of their ears.
Yeah, and then I went back. I lasted 6 months. I came back. And obviously I'm at the stage of my life now where my friends have all moved back again because they're older with kids.
Yeah.
And I've had such great trips to Cape Town this year, and I keep thinking about doing it. But
right.
I just actually, it all dawned on me the last few weeks that this place is, it always is what you make of it. And there's so much space here, and there's places. You don't have to live in shoeboxes. And when it comes to lifestyle, if you're not getting outdoors here and doing things, then you're a loser.
That's on you.
You're an absolute loser.
Because there are
very low energy.
Low energy.
There's so much to do here.
Okay, so listen to this. I think Charles is talking about Camilla in this. He's speaking French, but there's some words that indicate to me he might be talking about his wife. Are you ready?
Okay.
This.
Je peux vous dire à quel point mon épouse et moi-même sommes ravis d'être parmi vous ce soir. Au terme de la première journée de notre première visite d'État en France.
So something about ma pousse, something or another. You heard that?
Well, yeah. Camilla's vagina comes up a lot, eh? In that ceremony, there was the whole thing about having a wide back vagina. And now Charles is going a bit Cape Spanish on here as well.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Ah, it's great. Yeah. Well, all right. I just thought that was quite funny when I saw it. There he is, the king. So this is also terrific. Germany, I wonder what those tough Germans who managed to survive World War II, who rebuilt out of rubble cities like Cologne.
Yeah.
The women were the only ones who could do that because the men had all been killed or taken away as prisoners of war. Those tough old birds who made it through the 40s in Germany, I wonder what they would think of this group of Germans wearing dog masks and howling in the street together.
Is that what they identify as?
They are standing up for trans species rights in the streets of Germany. These are real people. It's not made up. They are wearing dog muzzles, you know, like a nose of a, like a mask.
Yeah.
And howling and barking and sitting on all fours. And a lot of people have joked, well, what if you just threw a tennis ball? You could really break that meeting up. If you really want to be a dog, they should truly be eating dog food. Of course, they won't. They should be sterilized, some of them, because not all dogs get to breed. They're pets.
Yeah.
A lot of these questions come into it. Like, if you really want to be a dog, there are some consequences to that.
Can we also think about a really important acquisition for all state entities or just cities in general now? Mm. Gigantic water cannons. So these dickheads who are gluing themselves to the road because it's like oil or whatever. Yeah. If we all had massive but like great water cannons, then they should be the pride of towns. Because all this nonsense is just, you can do away with it with a water cannon.
Yeah.
Every city you go to in the world, it's like, I want to go see a water cannon.
It's very rare that people will die from being hit by a water cannon.
And some of them need a wash as well.
You'll be bruised. You'll be a little bit hurt if it's very, very powerful. But actually, it's probably the best thing to do to people.
Well, it's going to slam your head against concrete. But I mean.
Yeah. But that's probably necessary too.
Yes.
So, and a clean. So here they are. Take a look. Howling.
Young people aren't having sex anymore, are they?
No.
They're just not.
This is so terrible. So they're not having sex. They clearly are. I mean, these are very, very disturbed people who they don't have any structure in their life, which is why being a dog in their head would be better than being human.
Mm.
You know? It's just the weirdest thing. And I see this happening, and I'm not going to get upset about it because I think it's actually just totally
ludicrous. Can people just
totally
do
ludicrous.
This in the comfort of their own homes? Like, honestly.
But even there, is it necessary?
I don't care what you do in your backyard. That's the thing. I really don't care. But please, once you bring it out to the public, now we have to deal with this. Now I'm traumatized and I just don't know how to take humans seriously. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. So just leave.
Here's a
at home.
Here's a Nigerian man. A very rare video. This. Very seldom do you see people who regret their trans surgery. This guy regrets his trans surgery. Are you ready? This is actual footage from the hospital when he wakes up. All right.
Cock. My cock. My, where's my cock?
What?
My cock.
I think that's Kansime Ann. I think it is. That's so good. Where's my cock? So, you know, you got to be careful about these decisions, everybody. You don't want to make a decision that you regret later on. Where's my cock? Anyway, a mayor in Lithuania took an army tank once and crushed any car that was parking illegally.
Yeah, I see.
Sometimes you got to have rules, you know? I just wouldn't want our Nyope mayor here in Joburg to have a tank.
Oh, no.
He probably can't drive a Bajaj. And then this, apparently some hot ladies that act as dogs are paid to do so. Is money really worth your humanity, says Jamie?
Yeah, but I mean, that's just another form of prostitution.
But it's not.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not. Hey, I've seen some videos where these dogs and cats, yo, they be treated so nicely. Like, even me, I'm like, damn, I wish I could be living that kind of life.
Yeah.
I see the kind of treatment that some of the dogs get. But at the end of the day, I am human. I'm simply as Amagilim Tata. And I'm okay with that.
That's
the truth of the matter. And I'm not trying to impose my views, my thoughts on the rest of society. Keep that at home. Like, do you, boo-boo, at home. Like, you can be crazy at home. Like, that's my new stance. At home.
That's the wisdom from Simpiwe Corner this morning.
Sitting here in her new Bok jersey.
Yes, in her new Bok, you know, away kit. Burner Boy's management issued a statement stating that his show, which was pushed to December 16th, has been cancelled ticket holders will be refunded. The singer Burner Boy's latest cancellation comes after reports began to circulate a few weeks ago that there were internal issues between organizers and stadium management that put the concert into doubt.
Oh, no, it's because of low ticket sales. They must be honest. Please tell the truth, guys.
An old chestnut.
Yeah, they only sold 1,500 tickets, and they're trying to fill up F&B, which is a 90,000-seater. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you can only fill up F&B if you're a really great football team or if you lie a lot, like EFF.
Yeah,
you can't just come in there with, like, medium talent.
No.
it's either magic or it's lies. Like, yeah.
Magic or lies.
Yeah.
That's the truth, guys. I will speak the truth if people don't want to tell the truth.
All right, so they confiscated 2.3 million rands worth of counterfeit stuff in Joburg. Exactly.
Very good.
What kind of counterfeit stuff do you think they found there?
Perfume.
we've already done jerseys. The vodka thing there. Let's go.
Good guesses, but no, you're wrong on both of those.
Palamon.
There are two things that were at the top of the list.
I would counterfeit 2.... Mm-hmm. Let's go with weed.
Electronics.
Fake weed, no, not electronics, not perfume.
And not Bok jerseys.
These are the two things, these are the two fake things that they found lots of. Now, I didn't know you got fake sanitary pads, but you do.
Wait, what?
Oh. Fake sanitary pads. This is the quality of our counterfeit. I mean, you know, most other countries you get electronic fakes or, you know, shoes that say Adidas or whatever, but not here. It's sanitary pads and anti-impotence pills, like Viagra, like fake Viagra.
Wow.
That's what they found. 2.3 million rands worth of anti-impotence pills, sanitary pads, and other stuff.
Well, here we are turning our noses up at this, but I'm sure the criminals did the market research,
yeah. They've got
those divisions, right?
Right.
And they've come back with saying, like, this is what this is going to sell.
This is what South Africa's population wants. This is what people want. They want sanitary pads and hard-on pills. Now you know.
Hey, so life is basically gone. It's just gone. Woo.
Come on, Sipiwe. You're telling me that that's not what you would go into the CBD to get?
No.
Present for you and a present for your man.
Well, testosterone levels are dipping.
That's true. We need those hard-on pills. Men are not coping.
It's rough for you guys. It's rough.
Speaking
and it doesn't work. Like this.
What's the fake one? Obviously not.
Oh, so now you have two frustrated people in the heat of the moment.
I don't think there's much customer service that goes in with these transactions.
I mean, you're not going to be able to call them back and say, hey, listen, your pill didn't work because the guy's gapped it.
Yeah, that warehouse is now empty. So now I've got ghosts.
Warehouse. He's the street corner sale, the spaza shop that he opens with an umbrella. And a wagon is gone.
How do you explain this to your hunty though? Like, oh, you're like, oh, but, damn, the pills I bought didn't work. Like, wait, but what? Also, you bought pills? Like, whoa.
Come on.
But also, it's...
come on now. Come on.
But like, there has to be packaging, right? They're not just giving you a one loose. Like, there's going to be packaging. So they've got the packaging from somewhere.
And there's no number on the back that if you have a complaint, you can call them.
Who are you going to... Because you bought it from Tabo from the corner. Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of the time I have no sympathy for people who buy this stuff.
Tells you a lot about a country, says Carl, when you have counterfeit sanitary pads. It's bloody pathetic, he says. Okay, well.
What a way to finish the hour.
I wonder how many erections were caused by the placebo effect, says Hardy Dave.
Oh.
You know, like if a guy thinks he's taken Viagra, then maybe it...
Maybe it did work.
Psychologically, yeah, gets the right things going. Who knows? I mean, at least we're not selling dog masks for people to be walking around in.
What's I'd the still side go, effects of it?
What, fake Viagra?
Yes.
Who knows? They might have exploding arteries. They might have...
Guys, it's going to be a bit of sugar in a pill.
You think that's all it is?
Masked a little bit.
Not even like something that could be slightly dangerous?
Unless they found a shipment of really like old something pills. Like maybe they found old diabetes medication or something. You never know.
All right, well, it's 7 o'clock. We need to take a break and we'll be back in a moment. We've got to ask the following important questions. Simpiwe is going to tell us about Groove Etiquette 101.
Yes.
Ben is going to ask the very uncomfortable question about if you can really ever truly be comfortable during a massage.
Yeah.
A lot of people very concerned about that, so it's not just Ben. And a whole lot more. Stick around.
Cock. My cock. Where's my cock? My cock.
Sorry. CliffCentral.com.